Okay, today's talk is from Anguttara Nikaya, one of the five Nikaya, from the original text of the Buddha. Okay, so this sutta deal with how to overcome the ill will, the anger, the grudge that has arisen in us, because as a human being, we have to deal with many people, right? Sometimes people don't understand you, they wrong you, or they abuse you, or they say something that makes you feel very unpleasant, right? And at that moment, there is grudge, unpleasant feeling, ill will, annoyance that has arisen in your heart, right? So at this time, what will you do you want to keep that grudge or ill will or annoyance in your heart, or you want to try to remove them, to remove it? Remove it, right? Because if we keep that grudge and ill will in our heart, that spoil our happiness, right? We feel suffering. We feel suffering even more than the person who wronged us, because after he wronged us, he does not think of it. We are the one who suffer because we keep thinking, how can you wrong me? How can you make such thing to me? We keep thinking it, that makes us feel miserable, right? Therefore, as a practitioner, when there is unpleasant feeling or grudge or ill will that arise in our mind, we have, according to Buddha's teaching, Buddha said there are five ways to remove them within the heart so that we can live happily. Okay? So, and if we don't remove it, then it's our unpleasant or unwholesome or unskillful mental karma. We have three types of karma, right? Mental karma, verbal karma, and bodily karma. So when there's grudge, ill will, or annoyance in the mind, that's called mental karma. And many people, they cannot stand that annoyance. Then they will say something bad to others. Then from the mental karma, spread into verbal karma, right? And some, even not enough, not enough to stop his anger, then he will do some action. He will take revenge, let's say. Then, because we cannot control or remove the ill will from within, then it spread out to verbal karma and bodily karma. Then at this moment, we hurt ourselves. Why we say we hurt ourselves? Because all unskillful karma leave behind energy. When that energy or potential, that energy ripen, that we suffer a lot. We can become, we will be born in unhappy destination, or we will be born very ugly complexions. Because when we get very angry, our face turn to very angry, right? So that's the result. Therefore, in order to protect ourselves, not to have unwholesome verbal karma and unwholesome bodily karma, we try to remove that grudge, that unpleasant feeling, that ill will form within. Okay, the first one is Buddha said, use loving kindness. Metta, loving kindness. So this person, when this ill will arise in you, we try to wish this person who have wronged you, may this person be free from danger. May he be well and happy. May he be free from mental suffering. May he be free from physical suffering. However, say is much more easy than done. Right? When I get very angry with him and you want me to wish him happy, that is very difficult, right? I wish him, some bad person say, I wish him go to hell. So how can I say, may he be well and happy, may he be free from. It's very difficult to do. Difficult only for those who have not metta, but easy for those who have cultivated their mind. Huh? If it cannot be done, Buddha will not teach, right? So Buddha said this first method is difficult for some uncultivated person, but it's easy for cultivated person. Let's say this doesn't work for me. I get so much angry with him. You want me to wish him happy? No way. Some people may say like that. Okay, Buddha say, okay, if that doesn't work for you, try second method. Buddha also practical speaker ma. One method doesn't work. This second method, right? Second method is try compassion. I personally feel this is also very useful, very applicable, and easily overcome the anger. Try compassion. Okay. What is this compassion? Compassion means when you see somebody suffer, your heart is touched. You see, you cannot bear to see other people's suffering. You want to render your help. This is called compassion. Okay. So this person wronged me. They say, I'm innocent. I do not do anything wrong. I have tried very hard for other people, and yet he still wronged me, think bad of me. Then I cannot have metta at this moment. But I can have compassion for him or for her. How? Because when he wronged me, he has done something very bad, right? He has wronged the innocent person, especially if he wronged the virtuous person, that even worse. So when he has done something bad to me, which I'm innocent, I do not learn anything wrong, and I'm a virtuous person, then I think of his bad karma. So when his karma, now he wronged me, every action leave behind karmic energy. So this person, when this karmic energy ripen, then he will, especially during dying moment. During dying moment, whatever good deeds or bad deeds that we have done, it will appear like a movie, like a flashback. We will see many good action and bad action we have done in the past. So maybe this become one of the flashback. Then you appear in your vision that, oh, I have done the innocent person wrong. I have done him wrong. Or I have abused her. I have telling what is not true. You know? So if he die with this bad karma, he will go to either go to hell or become a hungry ghost or become animal. Depend on how serious his bad karma. Okay, so when you think in this way, you will have compassion for him already. You know, because we don't want people suffer for us, right? Because he's ignorant, he do something bad, and now he have to suffer going to unhappy destination in a future life. So when think of him and think of her bad consequences, we feel very sorry for him. And we forget we have been abused. We forget ourselves. But we feel very sorry for him. Of course, we forgive him. Then we have more compassion for him. When you arouse your compassion for him, your grudge, your ill will, your unpleasant feeling immediately gone with the wind. Never stay in your heart. This is much more easy to reflect compared with loving kindness. Much more easy. To me also very easy. Whenever I have compassion for those who have wronged me done, my anger immediately gone with the wind. At the same time, we develop compassion for him. Because none is perfect. right? Okay, but Buddha said, if this also cannot, my compassion is not so strong. I want him suffer. You know, I cannot, because he made me suffer, he got to suffer. Then, doesn't work. Buddha said, the third method, using the third method. What is the third method? Equanimity. Equanimity. How can I, somebody, when somebody abuse me, do me wrong, you know, and telling something which is not true, how can I maintain equanimity? How? We reflect. This is my karma. No, this person wronged me, abused me, tell something which is not true to me, about me. Then we think, oh, maybe in the past, I also have wronged her. I also have tell something not true about her. I also have abused her. Now, the karma come back to me. Nothing to do with him or with her. Just my karma only. So if you can think in this way, then the grudge, the anger, you will also will vanish in the heart. I have one friend, a student. When I went to China preaching the Dharma, then she asked me, say, Venerable Xiaolin, when there is strong anger in me, what should I do? She asked me, you know. Then I smiled to her. I said that, is it somebody wrong you? Somebody hurts you or somebody wrong you? She said, yes, yes, yes. then I say, okay, don't look at that person, but look at the occurrence as a cause and effect. This thing happened is a cause and effect, is a resultant. Whole process is cause and effect, is a resultant karma that we have to bear. Don't see he or she wronged me, I am hurt. The moment you see there's a person wrong you, there's a person and there's a me who was wronged by others, then your anger will come, will arise. Try to see it just a cause and effect episode, cause and effect occurrence. It's just a karma and resultant. Don't see a person. Just see the process of karma and resultant. If you can think in this way, then the anger will not arise. So the moment she heard what I explained to her, immediately she told me, later she wrote to me a long letter. Immediately my anger towards him vanished in my heart. Previously, she also consulted many teachers. The teacher also asked her, "Aiya, send metta." She said, "Cannot, doesn't work at all." This is the first method, cannot work, right? The second method, third method. So he said, metta doesn't work. And she suffered this anger for 2 years until she lost so much weight and cannot sleep at night almost for 2 years. So after she know how to reflect wisely, do not see person, do not see he wrong me. If you focus on he wrong me, no, your anger will not disappear. It just says there is karma, my karma. I'm not a perfect person. In my past life, I definitely wrong other people. Right? I'm not arahant. Sure, I will do something wrong. You know, we abuse somebody, or we, you know, telling bad of somebody, speak ill of somebody. Now the karma just returned to me only, just cause and effect. Then I told her, even this person who wronged you, he betrayed her. He betrayed her. I told her, even he did not betray you, some other people also will betray you one. Because it's the karma that you got to pay one. It's just a bad karma we have done in the past that you got to pay. Either he or another person, sure, you have to pay your karma. So don't focus your attention on he. Focus on cause and effect, focus on karma. Then he said that after that, her anger vanished. He suffered for 2 years already. And she was very grateful to me. Sometimes, you see, I stay in AVMC, I have a lot of difficulty, which nobody know. Maybe they know. Okay. Because nobody helped me, I have to do many things. I have to handle volunteer, I have to handle yogis, I have to take care of the environment, I got to teach Dhamma, I got to write my books. I have so many burden carried on my shoulder. So one time I told this my disciple who suffered for 2 years, when I said, I need your help. She immediately buy a ticket from China, fly to AVMC, stay 1 month and help me. Out of gratitude. Then she told me again, tell me again if I need her, but now because they cannot come from China, so now she cannot come. This is called person who know gratitude. We must become a person who is grateful. It's very important. It's our good quality as a human being. We are grateful to those who have helped us out of suffering. Okay? So, the third way is to maintain equanimity toward what's happening by reflecting, this is my bad karma, and I'm bearing the result only. Nothing to do with this person. Even without him, this bad karma also will ripen. I still have to bear the result. So long you didn't see a person, then your anger will vanish very easily. Okay? Then, if this one doesn't work, because some people, they are not Buddhist, right? They are not Buddhist, they don't know how to reflect one. So, they still don't know. Even the reflect it's not successful. Then Buddha said, use the four method. The four method is very easy to do. Buddha said, don't pay attention to this person. He or she already wronged you. And you keep thinking of her, you miss her even more, then the moment you think of her, you suffer even more, right? So don't pay attention on him or her. Don't keep the thought of him. If you pay attention on him, pay attention to those who have wronged you, just like you put gas into fire. Right? You put gas into fire, your fire of anger burn even even more. So forget it. Take a book, read, or I have given you the gift of Dhamma, the Dhamma talk. Just plug in the Dhamma talk and listen and enjoy your Dhamma talk. Why should you suffer so much by repeatedly think of him or her? This is very easy to do, right? Buddha say, don't pay attention to him or her. Forget her. And do something which is more skillful and bring you happiness. This is the fourth way. And if this doesn't work, you see our compassionate Buddha keep thinking way to help us. If this also doesn't work, the last way. Buddha say, you should reflect the fact all beings are the owner of their karma. The third way, equanimity, we reflect our own karma. But this fifth way, we reflect his karma, not our karma. Because we do not do anything wrong. This person has done something wrong. So we reflect, he is the owner of his own karma. He was born by his own karma. He was related by his own karma. Whatever good or bad he has performed, he will be the heir of his karma. So if you think like that, because we also cannot punish him. If we punish him, we suffer even more, right? Let the karma do his work. Karma know how to do his work. One. Just like you live in a country, the law will punish him, right? So let the law of karma do his work. That's all. You think in this way. For example, during Buddha's time, Devadatta. Devadatta has bad intention. He wanted to take over Buddha's position as a head of the monk community. Right? So he tried to let loose a drunkard elephant to kill Buddha. However, Buddha used his metta, loving kindness, to tame that drunkard elephant. And second time also, when Buddha was walking under the hill, Devadatta pushed down a rock in order to kill Buddha. But the splinter of the rock hurt the toes of the Buddha and caused bleeding. This is called heavy karma, very strong heavy karma. We have 5 types of heavy karma. Anyone who have performed this heavy karma will definitely go to hell. So Devadatta had done this very bad karma, we call heavy karma. So when Buddha, after that, and Devadatta, one day he was sick very seriously. And suddenly he reflect all his bad karma, all his bad action, all the action he has performed. And he feels so remorseful. Now start to feel remorse already. When people get sick, then he know how to feel remorse. He feels so remorseful, all the bad action he has done. So he want to ask forgiveness from the Buddha. In the teaching of the Buddha, asking forgiveness is very important. Because if you have wronged some virtuous person, especially enlightened one, that is very heavy karma. We have to pay for this bad karma for a long, long time to come. So Devadatta also long. Therefore, he want to ask forgiveness from the Buddha. But he cannot walk already. So he asked his kapiya to carry his sick body to Jetavana Monastery. Because Buddha stayed in the monastery, right? Then when all the monks see the Devadatta came, they all reported to the Buddha. Oh, Devadatta is coming, Devadatta is coming. Buddha smiled and said that he will not have chance to see me in this life. He will not have chance anymore to see me in this life. Then when Devadatta, before he stepped into the gate of the Jetavana Monastery, the great earth opened. Suddenly, like split into two, and the Devadatta dropped into hell. Even, before he can see Buddha, he already dropped into hell and reborn as hell beings. This is what Buddha said, he has no chance to see me. Buddha can foresee him. A person who has done so strong, heavy karma, even you want to ask for forgiveness, there's no chance for you. Therefore, we have to be very careful about our own mentally intention, verbally action and bodily action. Try our best to be mindful of our mental, whatever in our heart, and try not to wrong, especially try not to wrong a practicing yogis. Because they practice, maybe they reach very high level. How you know? If we wrong them, there's very bad karma for us. So when you reflect the fifth method, when you reflect, this person, he bear his own karma. So Buddha also reflect one. Buddha Buddha didn't say that I am the Buddha. I can do whatever I want. I forgive you. No. Karma. Buddha also cannot escape from karma and resultant. Even Buddha forgive you, the karma will not forgive you. Right? Therefore, Buddha said, no, there's no way. He has no chance to see me anymore. He got to bear his own consequences. So this is the fifth way. Fifth way, he reflect the person's, he bear his own karma. Not Buddha's karma. The person who have wronged him, he reflect, he bear his own karma, then he can be equanimous as well. So this is the fifth way. If this fifth way also doesn't work, what to do? One, two, first metta, second compassion, third equanimity, the fourth do not pay attention to that person. Number fifth, try to reflect the karma, the fact, the reality, the owner of karma. He is the owner of his karma. You do not do anything wrong. He is the one who did wrong. If this also doesn't work, then become our back karma already. If this doesn't work, then we are ready to take action to do back karma already, right? Therefore, the understanding of the Dhamma, so only by listening to Dhamma talk, we know how to do, right? Before listen to Dhamma talk, we never know how to overcome the anger in our heart, right? So now after listening to Dhamma talk, then you know what to do, then you bear it in mind, so whenever anger comes, you use first method, second, third, fourth, fifth. Sure, it works one. If it doesn't work, Buddha will not teach. If it doesn't work, nobody can become Arahant also. So have faith in the teaching of the Buddha, and have faith in the Dhamma, and be persistent in your effort to overcome whatever unwholesome states that has arisen in the heart, in the mind. So I wish you live happily without any grudge, evil in the heart. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.